It says recording in process, but I don't see waveform. You were seeing a waveform?
I see my wave, yeah, while it's talking.
You don't sound remotely confident about that.
Hello, and welcome to That's How I Remember It, the podcast where we improvise movies. I'm John, and I'm joined today by two of our normal hosts. Please say hello to Mike.
Hello.
And also Raul.
Hello.
Normally, we do a fun joke about how anybody who's not here is dead. But thankfully, Claire and Leanne are not dead. Chargel's still dead.
Chargel, he passed away.
He did pass away. He was, we had Claire and Leanne are actually at his funeral spitting on him.
We had this thing. We had a big guest, so I think we had to. I mean, honestly, I sent an email to his mom. Mm-hmm. Condolences, so I think mm-hmm. we should be fine.
I think we'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, there were other times we could have recorded this, but I felt like I didn't want to miss lunch. No. Anyway, please welcome our guest today, who has no idea what we're joking about, because he's a big dummy.
I know lunch from TV.
Ah! Please give it up for an incredible comedian and a host of a podcast that we just guested on. Please give it up for Kyle Ayers, host of... Never seen it. Welcome, hello. Kyle.
Hello. Hello. I love the theatrics of the beginnings happening again.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just recorded your show. We guested on your show. Now you're here, and we got to do this whole thing.
We've riffed for an hour and talked for 45 minutes, and we're just like, here we are, walking into the room, the black box theater.
I'm very excited to do our opening 15 minutes where we catch up on what people have been up to in the 4 minutes since we stopped recording that other thing.
You know, I gotta ask a question though. We gotta get into it. I mean, it's the elephant in the room, honestly. So we just recorded Kyle's podcast, never seen it. It was a great time. And then as soon as we were done recording, Kyle said, oh, I need to have a little break, which is fine. We all gotta go pee. But then you turned your camera off. Why'd you do that? Explain yourself.
Also, you know, why is that bed behind you wet?
It's soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. It's just more of a it's a humidity thing. It's a dry heat outside, it's a wet cold inside.
It's like a yellow humidity.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's the
wildfires,
exchange
I guess.
Rate thing. Yeah, the wildfires are really blowing.
Oh, that's right.
Plus,
right.
Kyle's from
America.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's the southbound air. Okay, yeah.
Southbound air.
Which makes sense.
It's the airline that went under, southbound air, actually. They dropped, it is napalm, but they dropped a little bit of napalm.
Hey, did you pee on that bed?
I'm going to need a time here, but
the
yes.
Santa Anas. No, thank you again for having us on your podcast. And boy, I wish we had something better to give you in return than appearing on this dumb old thing.
But if I did turn my camera, if I said, let me take a break, turned my camera off, peed on the bed that is in camera. Like, that's what I took the break for, was to pee on the bed that is, and then turned the camera back on, like, since they didn't see it happen.
It didn't happen.
That is the, I mean, look, that's the American gumption and confidence I'm trying to bring to this podcast.
That's right.
If the glove doesn't fit.
USA, the ostrich of countries.
We can fly.
Yeah.
You should see First Man.
Yeah. And if you don't believe me, I'll kick you harder than any land animal.
Oh, man. It's so sad. Every day here is the saddest thing that's ever happened. It's so sad.
Yeah, I'm but so sorry, on the man. Bright side, you know, we're talking about it, you know?
Hey,
no publicity is bad publicity.
Must be doing something right.
If there's one industry that's thriving right now, it's far leftist graphic designers who are making little tiles that help people discover that there's racism. It's just a good time to be good with fonts.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me, Raul. How's that font making going?
Oh, he's Raul's. Just so if people that don't know, Raul's a big font guy. He's into kerning. Yeah. He's into serifs. Oh, he loves serifs.
Loves serifs.
Man,
I've always been sans serif.
Oh, you didn't see Raul's new podcast? There's a new serif in town.
Comment.
I shot the serif.
Yeah, I shot the serif. We all got to. I think we all got to that Satan joke about the same time.
His podcast where, yes, he's a comedian, but he can't make jokes about fonts, called Sans Comic.
Yeah.
You beat me.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I don't like any of it, but if I don't say it, it makes my knees hurt.
No, I mean, I love the joke. I just don't like that font.
Oh, like if I don't get it out, it's like when old people feel rain coming. It's just a tension that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to get the poison out just so it's out of your body. And
speaking
of
which, I kind of feel rain coming. Like just in this left knuckle. Anyway.
You know what, though? I got to say, speaking of which, sorry, Kyle, where are you located?
I'm in Los Angeles, state-wise, in California.
So you have nothing to worry about. But up here, you know, we're going head first into a second wave of coronavirus. The weather's getting colder, so not only is like do we have to stay home more, we just like it's going to be winter soon and no one's going to want to go out anyway. Yeah. And it's we're going head first into just an emotional war zone.
Yeah.
When you say a second wave, does it approach the constant day-to-day that is happening here, numbers-wise?
Oh, God, no.
Wouldn't understand what that is because America's just on
our wave.
Right.
Just on a constant plateau of like, fucking disaster.
Like, when you say a second wave, I picture how we've just been doing the wave at a sporting event this whole time. You know what I mean? We're just like, and then we're screaming at the people who aren't doing it.
Yeah.
No, we're up from our low of 70 new cases in the province in a day. Back up to like 200 in a day.
I mean, my favorite thing is when someone's like, oh, Canada had 150 cases in this province. And people are like, yeah, but they have less people. I'm like, okay, if you do the math, then we should be having 200 a day. It's not it's a town of 200 getting 100 cases.
Yeah, your population is like about 10 times our population. So when we have 200 cases in a day, 2,000 is 10 times that.
Right,
and
that's
have
what's happening
50,000.
In Los Angeles County.
Yeah. But you know what, though? We're all going to be really embarrassed when we find out the coronavirus was a hoax after all and everyone was right. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've already thrown away my masks.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm just excited that the entertainment industry is back up and running. Everybody's going back to work. Nobody's being covered if they decide they want to stop working.
They're still filming Matrix 4.
Yes, exactly. All the important
stuff. They resumed filming the new Batman movie because everyone got COVID and they stopped. But don't worry, they're back doing it, and I'm sure it's all fixed.
Oh, thank God. That's what we needed was another Batman. You know, I watched that trailer and was just like, I watch every movie, and I watch especially superhero movies, and I watched that trailer and I was just like, what? Exactly. Is this just going to be another, like, we got to reboot this again? Like Spider-Man, they kept rebooting Spider-Man, but they did something a little different with Marvel when he came into Marvel. But this just looks like we're gonna see another reboot of Batman, and I can't do it.
I saw some like very some. This is so like my least favorite thing to do on a podcast is talk about a funny tweet that I don't remember exactly. But someone was like, aliens would arrive at Earth and be like, how are they imploding upon themselves? What is going on? Don't they have all the resources? And then like another alien shows up with 9 different Spider-Man DVDs. And he's like, you guys aren't gonna fucking believe this.
Yeah.
The problem is they keep being kind of good. Well, most of them are bad. Well, I like Spider-Verse so much. I'm like, just run it back.
Spider-Verse was so good.
Spider-Verse was just next level. Like
fantastic.
And it's like
Spider-Verse
Lord and Miller.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
John hasn't seen it.
You haven't seen it, John?
No,
really?
I saw it. It was great.
Okay.
Are you lying,
I did
John?
See it. I saw it.
You said you don't like animated films.
He was a black one, and then then the girl came.
A pig one.
And then pig one.
Pigwin.
Pigwin.
Her name is Gwen, but
yeah, Gwen Pigwin.
Rude parents. Just if your last name is Pigwin to name your kid. At least that's the half of the name to name someone.
Yeah.
Batman's different story. You do every Batman every time, and then you get to see the pearls drop, and the gun.
I swear to Christ, if I have to see those pearls drop in one more movie, I quit movies.
But if you want
to
change your pace, you can always watch The Joker where the pearls drop and you see her get shot again.
Oh, I haven't seen The Joker.
Well, spoiler alert, the pearls drop again.
I'm tired. There's just enough universes.
Yeah.
We could probably relax.
Yeah. Yeah, well, DC tried to do the cinematic universe, and then it fell apart, and they just did 1,000 cinematic universes all in DC.
I thought it was so wild that they tried to play catch-up to Marvel, and they're like, we'll catch up the depth and backstory of 38 movies in 1 3-hour movie that hinges on 2 moms having the same first name.
Oh, man.
It was bold, and you know what? It did not work out.
it's really, they're like, they can't make Superman work, and Marvel is just like, the raccoon is everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Like, Superman, growing up, like, Superman, Batman, those are the superhero names I knew. I never heard of Iron Man. Never heard of it. And then I watched the movie and was like, this rules. Like, like, they pulled the superhero out of obscurity and, like, and they made a really great movie and then built a franchise of, there are, what, 23, 24 movies?
Yeah. Iron Man
built
movies?
From
that? I think so.
No, yeah, but, you know, MCU movies. It's all started there.
They made so many of them that I'm like, which good Ant-Man movie are you talking about? Do you know what I mean?
All right. So we all burn DC, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, did any of you realize that they had the same mother's name? I didn't. Until they said it, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had that journey too, where when they said it, I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess I knew both of their mother's name was Martha, but I guess I never made that connection. But
and then
is
the
that
next
important?
Thought is,
does that matter?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in many fights that ended because of some sort of naming coincidence with someone who's literally trying to kill me. And I'm just like, what's your mom? What's your Diane? Diane? I'm just like mumbling Diane while I get punched by someone. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
but
you
if
don't
it's ever
keep
another
punching
Diane,
and saying, stop saying my mother's name, you freak.
Yeah. And also, Martha is everyone's mother's name. It's like the most common name in the world. Like,
it
can't be that. I mean, I feel like people from that generation, there's
I
a lot of
Marthas.
I think
that might have been a liberal white person perspective, Mike.
John, I will ask you not to correct me in front of my new best friend, Kyle Ayres. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I won't do that.
Sorry, I lagged out. Can you guys do all that again?
Yeah, no, we're not rolling yet. Don't worry. Welcome to That's How I Remember It, the Palm Chav with Complete Peoples. Did you ever want to? Nimbrov. Guys.
Nimbrov. That's the worst Cartoon Network show I've ever heard of in my life. Invader Nimbrov.
Everything's made up, and we've got a cheese wheel. Let's get ready to goofer. All right, I'm starting to go off the rails. Why don't we?
I'll gopher if we need to.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I could gopher all day long.
Gopher all the time.
Gopher
it. Raul.
You're welcome.
There's the merch right there. That's a shirt. Gopher it.
Yeah, boom. I thought you were talking about Raul holding his Starbucks mug up to the camera.
There's the merch right there. Oh, yeah.
It's the merch right there.
We're sponsored by Starbucks. Let's tell you a little bit about this company.
It's about time somebody got the good word on the street for my main man, Starbucks. All right, we got our ad out of the way.
Oh, man, that was a real chore.
Yeah. You know what? If you're sick of doing ads, why don't you subscribe to PodAd? That's right. We'll do your ads for potting. Did you ever want somebody else to read that copy? Guess what? I have reader lips, and they're ready to grok. Some people are home alone. I'm not Macaulay Culkin. I'm Reading John. Ready to read your pod ad.
I would love it. You're selling a product. Hey, from the makers of words comes Cadence. If you love the words, you're going to love when they sound like this. Go to cadence.com/cadence. For the cadence.
Very good. I like how a professional comes on and can nail an ad like that. And me, I'm just saying random syllables.
Oh, this really fun thing has happened where people I will get an ad that for something that is kind of outside of the depth of the podcast. Because there's other podcasts like Harmon and the Sklar Brother who are on the same network who are like massive podcast people. And right. So they'll be like, all right, we want to sell this clothing thing. And then they'll send me a sample and then I'll do an ad. And they'll be like, okay, we don't want to run any more ads on that one. We sold nothing and we gave him a jacket. And so I've kind of like had a lot of one and done ads for various things where they're like, check this out. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I will take anything. TiVo, not a joke. The company that we all think about and remember
TiVo?
That is definitely still around. TiVo sent me a TiVo, and they were like, we're back. And so I did an ad
for
TiVo.
So you can successfully record the cabled thing that comes into your house still?
Right, but you're not going to believe this. They also let you access Netflix.
Shut
Are
the
you
fuck
kidding
up.
Me? A device, finally a device.
TV. It was in 2019, and it, you know, sometimes, sure, you're late to the party, but the party has also ended. Isn't it weird? They started a party and then they left.
It's crazy.
And then they came back after it ended.
But you know what? My dead grandparents need something to put on their TV.
That's who I'm trying to sell it to on Facebook Marketplace right now.
Yeah, his grandparents died this morning. They died in a car crash this morning. So sorry about that, John, but we had to get this recording in.
They were trying to unload a TiVo from their trunk. It was one of the big old ones.
They should have got one of the form-fitting T2s.
Oh, that's very good. Now, T2, is that like a
They're going to get sued by James Cameron, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I couldn't record it until now when I got my new TiVo T2.
TiVo T2. Brought to you by Podad.
I want you so bad to make the company that'll read podcast ads for people. If you love words and you love cadence, you're going to love The Order. From the people who brought you the words and the cadence, it's The Order to put them in.
Paraphrase. Why don't we, let's stop the fucking nonsense and get down to business, you jerks. Why don't we do a quick movie for our fans? I flubbed that word because I don't know if they like to be described that way.
You know, yeah,
rather than casual listeners.
I always have trouble with fans. The word fans, it's like, yeah. I prefer listeners because I feel like fans is kind of pretentious to be like, oh, these are our fans.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of assumptions on our end.
Yeah, at least we listeners. I can say I can see the analytics. I know that people are listening. That's as far as I can go.
At least we never went and tried to create a portmanteau or some name for our listeners like a lot of podcasts do.
Like, that's how I remember heads?
Exactly. Or
maybe.
Thatters or Theoronites.
I've always just called your guys Pod fans what the fuckers. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a general term. Yeah, it's like Kleenex or Scotch tape. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so my cats, they've been doing real well. That's a Marc Maron riff.
Snap.
I don't have cats.
Marc Maron from Glow?
That's right.
Is that who we're talking about?
And what was that show? Oh, Maron. Jesus Christ, Maron. That wasn't even a bit.
What was it called? Was it called Mark?
I think it was Louis.
I hope he's okay.
Louis or Marc Maron?
Marc Maron. Louis, I don't think about at all. Marc Maron, I hope he's okay. He seems to have had a rough year.
It's definitely been a bad year for him.
You know, we all kind of make fun of his podcast, but that was like the podcast that I listened to for, you know what I mean? We all seem to have teetered into it.
It was a great podcast.
And he's so good at interviewing.
It still is
people.
A great podcast.
I teetered in for one episode because he interviewed, we're getting off the rails, I apologize, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. And I was like, I gotta listen to this. And I found out the whole reason they did it is Brad Pitt watched Maron in a hotel and he just wanted to meet the angry guy from Maron. So they show up, they're doing like a press tour and Maron meets him after a thing to interview him, and Brad Pitt, the podcast is so, because Brad Pitt walks in, he's like, there's the angry guy. I'm just like, oh no, a comedian will never have worth to someone. This is like amazing. The pinnacle of art. And then at some point Maron gets mad at the Zoom recorder, and Brad Pitt's like, he's doing it, he's getting angry,
he's doing the thing.
Sounds like a child at a zoo.
It's exactly. And Marc Maron's trying to interview them about like process because he's doing acting and stuff now, and Brad Pitt's like, get all pissed, Leo, I told you this dumbass would get pissed. And you're like, oh no, we're still just puppets that dance, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
that's so funny. Like for people that are into comedy and into podcasting, for Marc Maron to be reduced to the angry guy is so strange to me.
You're just like, this isn't the world that we don't live in, the universe Brad Pitt lives in.
No. Yeah.
Where he sees like funny angry man on the why would he ever in a hotel and he's like, let me meet that man, and then it's the best day of that man's career to do this thing.
Yeah.
Or like, I kind of want to have a kid. Maybe I'll hop on a plane, go to another continent, just
get one. Yeah. You got to be rich to be able to go to the kid store. You have to be super rich to go to the legal kid store.
Exactly. And I'm not making fun of adoption. Great thing. But that's a different level of wealth.
That's to be able to circumvent that massive process and have a lot of kids adopted is such a crazy world to live in. Plus, Brad Pitt's okay, too. He seems nice.
Yeah. I don't know how many kidneys he's bought.
But that just was like a very sobering comedy moment for me. is another one was seeing that like Jimmy Fallon could just now afford a house in Manhattan. And you're like, are you okay? The man who's like, that's there's one of that job in comedy and he has it. And he's like, finally, I can own a home where I share three walls with the strangers.
So yeah, crazy. But that one wall. That one wall that goes exits into freedom.
It's a door.
Oh, can you imagine?
I was like, what is comedy? You know, it seems so, I love it more than anything, but it's just, what a ceiling. What a ceiling.
Yeah. And even the ceilings have dropped because he's got the same job as David Letterman or whatever. But David Letterman still owns the company that does all of the shows that come after David Letterman. So yeah, all of the people that have his job. He still makes $1 million off them.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many more cars does he have to sing in before people start respecting him, you know?
But I think, wasn't that the other guy?
Who gives a shit, man? Oh, yeah, right. Monkeys for her entertainment.
But I think we're all forgetting about all that sweet chef's plate money that we're all getting for podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
It is simultaneously like the best time because we can try and scrape together a little money doing the stuff we really are passionate about and love, but like the worst time to try and live off of it.
Yeah, that's about a good description. Yeah, but
I love it.
You know what?
And I'm happy to be here.
If you play your cards right, you can eat for free just playing Chef's Plate, Blue Apron, and HelloFresh against each other.
And which I don't know which one of those references hit with you and which one are Canadian specific, but yeah.
I know HelloFresh. I assume that's what chefs play. I assume everything that anyone ever mentions on a podcast is a curated box sent to me monthly. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're like, hey, look at my dog. I'm like, oh, you get a new dog sent to you once a month by E-Dog? That's great.
Yeah, by Faux Paws. Right. Yeah. I feel like that should be.
Way too fast.
It could just be called Pups, but the UPS would be in bold.
You That's should clever. Be in fonts.
Why aren't you in fonts?
You should be in fonts. The guy who's most lost at graphic design school, he's like, I just really am here for font. And then
yeah, I'm really into kerning.
All right, guys, I gotta wrangle us. We're having too much fun. It's time to fuck it up with a little improv. Let's get into the boring part of the podcast. I have a letter here from a listener. We are being suggested a movie that I think is a good one, because I suspect we may have not seen it, any of us. As this is being suggested by Dan R, and it is Singing in the Rain. Have you guys ever seen Singing in the Rain?
I have not seen Singing in the Rain.
I think in film school, but like in a not paid attention type of way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I suspect this is a not so secret attempt to try and get us to sing in a podcast. And spoiler alert, Dan, we're not going to. We've tried it before, and if you want to hear it, go back to those old episodes. We had to get drunk to do it, and it's unlistenable.
God, they never work.
Grease. They never worked.
We did Grease with Haley.
Joel
Osment. It didn't work out. Haley
work
Joel Osment.
Yeah. Anyway, we're proud of every episode we've ever done, even that one. Good luck. Let's dive into, I guess we should talk about, do we know anything about it? Obviously, it's a black and white movie. There's music. There's singing.
Is that obvious?
It's not black and
white.
Wait,
is that obvious? Yeah. I think we gotta roll that back. You said that with such confidence, and I vehemently disagree.
Singing in the Rain, I think we just get out there what we know about it. Obviously, it's the movie about Neil Armstrong going to the moon for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the one where there's the Tenant, and...
So you're saying it's not black and white?
It's in color. It's 1,000% in color.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident about that. So great. You're the movie guy, John. You literally sit there in that seat.
I told you I picked a movie that I have not seen.
I know it came out in the 50s. I know it's in color. I know Gene Kelly is in it. That's about it.
Great. And
a lot of girls and umbrellas, and they dance around fountains.
Dancer, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing... Nope. Nothing's there.
But is that the movie, it's about the golden age of Hollywood, right? Where they're switching over from silent film into...
You're thinking of The Rest of Them.
That's The Artist.
Yeah, The Artist.
You're thinking of La La Land.
Yeah, no, this one has something to do, I think this one has something to do with...
No, but
there's
I
someone
do
who's
think he's
not
right.
talented.
I think it's about, it's like, it's not like a drama about Hollywood changing over, but it's like, that's like the
B
thing
plot.
That functions for them to sing and stuff.
Like, wasn't there like a what's this movie? Oh, this is bad. What's this movie where there's like a scene that where the bit is like that it's like they've moved from silent films into talkies, but the actress is like has a really shitty, like a really bad, annoying voice, and they have to.
I think that's this.
Right. So that's what I'm talking about.
Guess what? I didn't know it until you said it.
And they have to hide a microphone in like a bouquet of flowers.
And somebody else has to sing her voice or say her words.
Yeah, something like that.
Guess what? We know the plot to Singing in the Rain, and I knew it probably before anybody.
Doesn't mean we have to follow this exactly when we do it.
No, but you knew everything important about it, like for example, how many colors are in the movie, and
two plus.
Quick question: Are black and white in this movie?
Like as character names? I think that's Reservoir Dogs.
You're right. Boy. Of the color palette that this movie consumes, black and white are two colors in it. So I guess you were right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if you had said this movie's in black and white and, then you would have been great. I know, improv.
Yeah. I'm hosting this episode, so I'd appreciate if we stopped burning me, because it's time to do a
mock. It's hard to tell if it's a burn or if it's a rash because it's in black and white.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just got rashed.
I'm bleeding chocolate syrup.
You got Jim rashed.
We open on a long plane shot. They call them plane shots back in old Hollywood because they couldn't afford helicopters or drones.
I thought you meant PLAIN.
Nope. We fly over the Hollywood sign, which reads Hollywood Land because it's the past. We see a black and white mountain, but then we pass over that one to see a color mountain. And there's a little of each. We zoom down. How the fuck did they do that? They must have dropped the camera. We zoom down to the ground, and we see a man on a street corner picking up a newspaper.
Get your newspapers, get your newspapers.
I'll take one.
25 cents, sir.
25 cents? What is this, the 2000s? I'm sorry, but last time I checked, newspapers cost a nickel.
Please, sir, I have a family to feed.
What are you feeding them? Caviar? All right. Stop pulling my shirt off. Come on. Calm down, sir. Here you go. 25 cents. But I expect another newspaper tomorrow.
You got it, sir.
Okay. We've come to an accord. Now, I shall read this paper.
Oh, did you hear that? He's gonna read the paper.
He's gonna read the whole paper. Get over here!
Let's hear him read!
It's time. I'm lifting the pages. It's time to see the ages.
No, yeah. Take your time getting over here. He's doing something before he reads it.
Okay. Yeah, he said he was gonna read it, and then he started singing.
And it's time to do a little soft shoe. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What? Oh. Warner Brothers has been purchased by the Japanese?
No, go back to what you were doing. It seems like a slow news day. I'll go back over there. That's fine. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I work for Warner Brothers.
Come back. He's talking about himself. Come back over here. He's saying stuff about himself out loud.
Oh, this is gonna get good.
Oh, yeah.
We have 19 films in production right now. Do you think the Japanese will want to keep those films going? Hollywood could be dead as we know it. I'd better check in with my publicist, Barney.
Yes?
Oh, you're next to me. I didn't see you there.
Hello?
Hey, Barney.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about this Japanese scandal?
Yes, Hollywood was purchased by... Warner Brothers was purchased by the Japanese!
I'm sorry, was all of Hollywood purchased or just Warner Brothers?
You're not going to tell anyone, are you?
No, I'm not.
Hollywood was purchased by the Japanese.
Barney, does that mean what I think it means?
It does.
Are we all out on our ass? Give it to me straight, Barney! Are we being tossed to the curb? Are we being shown the shoestring? Are we being tossed the old red banana? Give it to me, right, Barney?
Well, maybe. Unless we do something about it.
You think we've we've got time to put on a big show?
I think we have to put... if we don't put on a big show, we can't save Hollywood.
Well, we better contact all of our friends, Bonnie.
Get the old band back together?
Yep. I'm sorry, you wanted to interrupt, sir?
behind them, there's a chalkboard that someone with a hook hand scratches down on. So you want to bring your band back together, don't you?
Old man Carruthers.
Wait.
Quint.
I remembered his name.
Well, you're going to need the best producer in town.
Quint, that's me, baby.
Quint. I've seen an actor's eyes turn into doll eyes. I've seen them go into an ocean. 5, come back. 4, and then 5. Anyways, I can bring...
All right, I was going to whisper something about him, but it sounds like he's still talking.
Oh, yeah, he's making whatever he just said make more sense, I hope.
Okay. What do you think he meant by 5 come in, 4 go out?
A flashback would have worked. I think he meant their age. Maybe their age.
Oh.
Maybe the amount of eyes.
What I'm trying to say is that I was once scarred on that day. I thought I saw an actor die. I didn't. Oh, I'm remembering again.
Quint, thank you for this acting lesson on the beach.
Yeah, no problem.
It feels great. As a hopeful actor, I think it's nice. I can really get my sea legs, if you will, out here.
Sea legs.
I thought of that 4 months ago and was waiting to say it until I got to here to Los
Angeles.
That's
pretty good. Hey, don't drown on me.
Great. I won't. If it's okay with you, I just want to do a little quick exercise and get warmed up.
Okay. Right? No problem.
All right. So let me just jump into the ocean. I'll just give it a swim. I'm in the city of angles. I'm gonna give it a swim.
Hey, you don't take some risk. What's the point? What's the point of living?
Thanks, Quint. You're such a good mentor.
I think this is a perfectly good place to dump this vat of sulfuric acid. I mean, we gotta dump it somewhere, and this is the ocean, right, man?
All right, Quint. I'm gonna jump in, and remember, I'm 5 right now. Remember that about me. In whatever capacity it works for you, I'm a 5 right now.
Oh no, don't do that. My voice is changing.
As he a 5 drifts off, the sulfuric acid melts away his torso. His head, 2 arms and 2 legs drift back. A four, but the head stays in because it's a 4.
20% of me feels missing.
And then the head comes in, a 5. That, yep.
Oh, those days were different.
You were right. A flashback made sense.
Yeah. Oh, thank God that it made more sense. Well, if you want to bring the band back together, I feel mighty good to bring the band back together.
Sorry, I just got a... You seem like you kind of drifted off there for a second. Anything happened?
Yeah, you were staring off into like nothingness for... Must have been 5-6 minutes.
Surely that wasn't for nothing. Something relevant must have happened in that memory that you could apply to this situation.
Am I pants wet? Did I pee myself? Oh my god. Dude,
you're not even wearing pants.
Oh man, this is bad. They said this would happen. Listen, we gotta go quick before I have another episode, but I can help you bring your friends back together for this show.
Hey there, are you wearing no pants again? God, Collins, he's wearing no pants again.
I'll bring over the billy club shaped like a small baseball bat and hit him in the knees until he puts his pants on.
Oh, man, I'm so happy that my feet are flat so that we can beat people up and not go in the army.
And then once we're done clubbing this guy, let's go to the hopefully someday we get funded police rally.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
My legs. Okay, I'll put them on.
Okay, he put his pants on.
Thank God for the police in this era.
Who have never done anything wrong? We cut to inside Hollywood headquarters.
High atop the Hollywood Tower.
Very good.
Yeah, thank
you. The Japanese are meeting with President Hollywood himself, Don Knotts.
Just a footnote, this movie produced in the early 50s, all Japanese characters will be portrayed by white people.
Yeah, doing no accent whatsoever.
Doing no accent whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, girl, hey! I'm Mr. Hollywood! Darn Newts! Darn Newts!
Hi, I'm
Sorry. I feel necessary to introduce myself. My name is Eric. I am Mr. Knotts' translator. He just said hi, thank you. I am Don Knotts, Mr. Hollywood.
What you want to talk about in Hollywood?
So thank he's just wondering much. You wanted to talk some Hollywood with him. So
oh, okay, thank you. Hi, I'm Jeremy Japanese. Pleasure, honestly. Really,
I have to. My
pleasure.
Apologies again. We're working out our Ellis Island procedure on the West Coast, so I'm sorry we didn't have more last names to give people when they arrived, and we were just giving. You know, it's an American tragedy. We're just giving people last names based on where they're from.
You know what? Names.
I'm sure that's the last horrible thing America's gonna ever do.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to meet both
pleasure
of you.
We're really. I've done nuts.
I'm sorry.
Pleasure
I'm gonna need
a.
Oh, he just says you as well.
Oh, great. Great. Wonderful. So we're really happy about this merger over here. I think we're going to do great things together. We just have a few little tweaks we want to make. First of all, we want to reduce all the budgets in Hollywood to $1.
What? $1? How are you going to make a movie to $1? I don't know.
He's just wondering how you're going to make a movie for $1. He's Don Knotts.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, that's just something you guys are going to have to figure out. You know what? I'm an idea man. You know, I don't worry about the big picture. I mean, I only worry about the big picture. You guys can worry about all the little things. You just got to make movies off of $1 and we'll all be just fine. Also, everyone has to buy their own shirts.
How are we gonna do period piece like something in the past, or how are we gonna do like a spaceman shoot?
Sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear you here.
He was just wondering for $1 how you're gonna do a period piece, maybe something about spacemen, and he's curious about the relationship with the guild if people are having to offer up their own wardrobe.
Oh, there's no more guilds. Guilds are gone. Look, guilds are gone. Everyone's got to buy their own clothes. $1 budgets. And also, you have to be kicked in the penis every day. Okay?
Well, that I'm okay with.
He is fine with that. That doesn't add anything to his itinerary.
I do that anyway.
We do do that anyways. The difficulty is avoiding the balls.
Yeah. Because the balls are so big.
Yeah, so you have to do what we call a separation of church and state, where you lift the penis and separate it down from the balls, and you sort of kick right in between there. We call that the... Have you seen This is the Church, This is the Steeple, and Inside are the People? I'll send you an email. A mail.
My penis is the people.
Right.
You drive a hard bargain, but that's a deal. They shake hands.
We cut to the set of the biggest production happening in the 1950s on the waterfront, where the crew and the actors are being told the devastating news.
So that's it, boys. You're not going to have any money. You're going to have to pay $1, and you're going to get your own shirts, but also ball kicking, and that's my whole notes.
Well, thank you for breaking it to us like that, Mr. Brando. We appreciate it.
It's what I'm here for. I'm a Marlon Brando.
He always says his name.
Thank you for telling us like that. It's going to be tough to cope with. Is there any other news?
No, that's it. Thank you, Laurence Olivier.
Of course.
It's been a pleasure to see you here. And it's very nice that you're visiting the set of this movie, even though you're not in it.
I'm just here to come up with resentful stories people will misquote in theater schools decades from now.
Yes, they will misquote for years. But everything about me, it'll be true. Right. Everything about me, it'll be true.
This would be a great story. I'm going to misquote this somewhere. Man runs away.
What a scoop.
He runs off into the distance and then clicks his heels together and then runs off.
Well, yeah. I also got to get back. We're shooting Lawrence of Arabia. I'm only in movies where my name is part of the title, and we have so little of this fancy film that I have to get back.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I could have been a contender. Okay, we want to keep going, boys. So you got anybody got the
chance? Actually, sorry, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. You're over budget for today.
What are you talking about?
I'm checking the script here. Was it because he said I could have been a contender twice? Did that put us past?
Yeah, he said I'm gonna be a contender, and we got it. All right, yeah. I don't know why you said it again. You wasted all that film. We just, you know what? There's new restrictions, new clampdowns, $1 budgets. I'm sorry, but you're over budget.
No OT, boss. Sorry.
It's understandable, and I understand it. Let's stop production. I guess I'll go on the street and do heroin. All the stories about me are true.
Yeah. All the stories about Marlon Brando being very understanding are true.
Yeah. And a vicious skag head. Okay. We cut to the giant barn where the big show is being organized, and hopefully the money is raised. Quint stands up and addresses everybody.
I told you I'd be doing my job as a producer, but I regret to inform you all that I have spent all of my money on heroin.
The whole dollar?
Gasp! What?
Does he mean a female superhero?
I don't know. We may never know. Oh, I'm gonna die! I'm having a heart attack!
Heroin, you may think, is the drug, but it is not.
Oh, thank God.
It is a stripper.
What?
Okay.
Okay, I'm listening.
That's a real, real twist of plot.
Her name is Heroin. I spent all of our money there. But the good news is, we could keep her as an actor.
Oh, as an actor. That sounded really, really awful for a second.
I still have her for like another, I don't know, 24 hours, so.
But what's he saying? A woman has never done her own voice in movies before. Never. Oh, never. No. Never. A woman's never done her voice.
I know it seems unconventional, but the press will be out of this world.
Gasp.
I'm gasping too.
What do you say?
So, boys? You ready for a woman to take care of Hollywood?
Oh, when she puts it like that, I feel no more informed.
Oh, no, I'm not the woman. I was just asking you guys.
Oh, well.
My name's Martin Selznick, David Selznick's brother. The woman's still over there. She has not speaking yet. I'm just asking if everybody's ready.
We gotta hear this voice. I can't be a boom guy working overtime no more. I gotta hear this voice.
Boom guy's got a great voice. It's a shame we can't pay him.
Bring her out.
They wheel the woman around.
Like She's, Hannibal.
Like Hannibal Lecter. Her mouth is covered up by a plastic mask.
Held they in her hands is one bouquet of flowers, microphone inserted inside.
They pull the mask off, the camera zooms in, and for the first time in Hollywood's history, a woman speaks in film.
Line? Sorry, I'm so sorry. Line,
She's a natural! She's a natural!
Okay, your line is, come and get it, boys.
Okay, yeah, okay, alright. Alright, can you wheel me back out? Sorry, someone was walking through my shot. I'm at work.
I was just adjusting a light.
You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. And if you walk through her shot one more fucking time, I will eat you. You hear that? You will never work again in this town.
All right.
All right. Wheel me back out.
Rolling her back out.
I'm just a 7-year-old boy.
All right. Where's the grip who was supposed to grease my wheel?
I'm sorry.
I heard it again.
I didn't. I thought I greased it.
But you didn't grease it.
I'm about to lose 2 grips, your job and my on reality.
Wheel me back out. I'm okay. I'm used to being an actor and not a grip, but I'm Andy Griffith.
Okay, Mr. Griffith, wheel me back out.
Okay.
And grease the wheel this time.
Okay.
Okay.
So resigned to his job.
Yeah, just a little defiant at the end there.
They wheeled her back out one last time. The camera zooms in and...
Command, get it, boys.
We got it!
That was brilliant! Did you hear that? I guess women can be in Hollywood after all.
I was just about to say it, but I let that guy say it all because he was going so slow. I didn't want to cut him off with my response, but I agree.
I want to hear your response.
I could have said it better, but you said it first.
What if we let the Japanese keep Hollywood and we start our own land? It won't be Hollywood Land anymore. It'll be Holly Lady Land. Holly Lady. Hollywood Lady. We'll call it Holly. Her name, is your name Holly? No, it's not. Your name is, well, I know that.
Her name is Heroin.
Heroin. Heroin Land. That's not good. No. You guys want to help me brainstorm something here? We could call it Womanwood. Holly Woman.
I think we can come to the name at any point in the future. We got to do paperwork now, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do paperwork. We cut to a montage of them incorporating, filing forms. They're registering for business licenses.
We see signing papers and just throwing, like signing a paper, throwing it in the air. Signing a paper, throwing it in the air.
He replaces his hook hand with a different hand that's made out of metal holding a pen to start signing papers.
We see them waiting in line for 9 a.m. to come around so that they can file at the courthouse. And then they realize, oh, it's a holiday. So they get out of line, get back in line the next day, also at 9 a.m. And then that line is not the right line, so they get into a different line. But then the forms get filed, and they have to refile in triplicate.
And then the montage ends.
We did it! All right! You guys didn't join me on that one, huh?
We cut back to the top of the Hollywood Tower.
And that's what I'm saying, is that it's like a normal everyday day. If I pull apart, you can just kick me there. You ready to kick?
Yeah, we can kick. If we have to kick, we can kick. We got a 2 o'clock. All right, I'll make you a kick. He holds his arm up like a football kicker about to do a kickoff.
42, blue 42, hike!
Gives it a swift kick. Right in the area that's name escapes me.
Grendel jump.
Yes.
The Grendel jump.
I remember and can definitely understand what you're saying now.
We call it the Grendel jump.
Yes, the Grendel jump.
I'm dumb nuts.
Just then the doors burst open. What is going on in here?
Jeremy Japanese!
It's me, Jeremy Japanese.
He said Jeremy Japanese. Sorry, you understood.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wasn't sure. I just... Great. What is going on? Did you hear about this other... Hollywood's falling apart. There's a whole other Hollywood starting, yet to be named... This business is falling apart, and we need to save it. And the only way to save it is, you know what, they're...
You want to put on a show?
To put on a rival show?
He said to put on a rival... Oh, you just understand him now. Am I superfluous in this office?
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I'm so sorry. Look.
I need you to pretend you don't understand him or I'm out. Yeah, I need the insurance.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, what's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric. Okay, Eric. You know what? I do value you and your job is important here. And I'm sorry if you felt undervalued by me. Let's start over.
Okay? Understanding him away from living on the streets.
Okay, I'm sorry, Eric. Oh, what did he say? It's so confusing with
he's
all
he's not
his
even talking right now. Don't play it up like that.
It sounds like he's talking to me. I thought he was talking.
He's not. He's just
I don't
thinking.
Even know because I'm so stupid.
Tell him your plan. I'm sorry. Just tell him the plan about the rival show.
I'm sorry, what?
What did he say? Was that a plan?
I don't understand him now.
Oh.
So now he could... Oh, no, that doesn't help you, does it?
Nope.
If I don't understand you.
My job security aside, rival show planning session now. Mr. Knotts, Mr. Japanese. I'm sorry I laughed. It's just because it's a stupid name.
Hey, my dad's name was Knotts.
No, Knotts is fine.
And my dad's name was Japanese.
Your two people can have a stupid name. I don't know why your dad having the name should mean I don't think it's dumb. I'm sorry.
So you're saying both he and I have stupid names?
Mr. Knotts, your name is fine.
Oh.
Does Eric hate Japanese people?
No, I don't think he said that.
No, I hate the Japanese, but it's the name.
You know,
this is going to be a great isolated sound clip of me. can we make this into a ringtone?
I wouldn't worry about it. People will just say it's a story about Laurence Olivier. That's how I remember it. Always end on a cliffhanger callback. The one rule of improv.
Yeah, I wonder how those shows will end up turning out.
Well, I mean, we know how it turned out. Everybody's treated equally in Hollywood now. And there are three Hollywoods.
We did it.
Mm-hmm. I can see one.
Yeah. And we can see one, too. We're in Hollywood North.
I forgot how metaphorical rain was in the title of the movie.
Yeah, no.
It's R-E-I-G-N. That was the thing about it.
Right.
That's right. Singing in the rain.
Yeah. And I don't think it was said explicitly, but Jeremy Japanese was actually from Wisconsin. He was...
Yeah.
He's from he's like a long line of Japanese.
We're only a few letters away from it just being signing and the rain, and that really works pretty well for us.
That's like a new game.
Rename our improv to make it make sense. That was incredible. Super dumb, super fun. Please, once again, I was going to ask you guys to give it up. That'd be weird if we started applauding again for Kyle.
You know, a live comedy... and live theater has been dead for a long time. Let's just pretend we're doing it. Let's
all
just
right. Everybody, pretend we're living please in that give world. It up for your guest, Mr. Kyle Ayers.
As two we sad people clap.
I thought we were pretending. All right.
Thank you. It was very fun. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to let it sit as...
Oh, my God. Obviously, everybody needs to go and check out your podcast, Never Seen It, which is available... on
just wherever podcasts are. You know how to find podcasts.
Yeah, you find podcasts there. It's a fun podcast where it's your guests come on who haven't seen a movie and they write a script that why don't you explain it?
Yeah, comedians write movies write scripts based on movies they've never seen. So you write the script for a movie you've never seen before, just based on whatever you pick up in the ether or whatever you want to.
Yeah,
which is kind of similar. At least we there's definitely some overlap with this show. So and we did an episode recently on the movie First Man, which is either out or not out yet. So you can go check it out or not and wait and check it out.
Yeah. It's up to you guys, whichever you want to have had happened.
Anything else you want to plug, Kyle? I know you have comedy albums. You have other shows.
I got an album coming out October 16th that you can probably pre-order that I'm very proud of. And, how to find people online. That's the best thing to do, right? You know where I'm at. I'm like Kyle Ayers on Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
You can see his name in front of you if you're looking at anything. Yeah. If you're looking at the podcast description.
Yeah, it's right there.
You can see it, yeah. If you're looking at a Cracker Box, it's probably on there too.
The album was before the pandemic, so if you want to remember what audiences are like, I recorded it outside. Before the pandemic, so there's a big crowd. Someone literally skateboards through an album recording. There's an actual literal cricket lands in the album recording. It's like a lot of really like serendipitous fun moments happen, as well as like jokes and stuff.
That's
what's
awesome.
The name of the album?
It's called Happiness. So you can buy Happiness wherever you get albums.
Aww.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And so check out his albums and download his podcast.
That's all. You know what? Subscribe to his podcast and. Even before you listen, rate and review on iTunes. We don't care about ours. Rate and review his.
Yeah, just
that's
to make
a
clear,
new twist.
The order of priority is first, you rate and review 5 stars. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it with Kyle Ayers. Now you're done with that. You enjoy it. You let it settle in. You let it settle in that you've done a good deed. Then you go over to iTunes and you rate and review. That's how I remember it. Second. Yeah. And then you can feel
then
like you've done
screenshot
two good
that rating and screenshot that rating, print that on a t-shirt, wear that t-shirt.
Yeah, if you screenshot the rating, you can show it for a 5% discount at any podcast store,
right.
And you'll be golden. So those are your marching orders, rights. Rememberables.
That's what we're actually saying that in America right now. We're like, remember rights? That's like a big thing that we're going through.
Yeah, what was that like? Yeah. Hey, isn't it crazy that like TikTok is just going to get shut down on Sunday
because some kids bought tickets to a rally and didn't show up? He's shutting down. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Is it crazy? Yeah, is it crazy anymore? No.
Because a man is like, they made fun of me, and he's shutting down a $1 billion corporation. Yeah. This is the world we're all living in, and you know what? At least we only have 4 more years to deal with him, so that's great.
Yeah, and then once he's given that 4 more years, finally we'll be great again. Anyway, write a review on iTunes, send us an email at info@thatshowiremember.com. Contact us as well through any of the social media platforms. Hey, stay safe, stay sane, stay single. Stay happy. Don't go anywhere. Don't fall in love. And if we're anything you ever not do, don't read. Bye.
And wear a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, how did you make that all rhyme?
I love you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.